The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Without freedom of the press, no democratic form of government could exist.
We switch you now to London.
I'm standing on a rooftop looking out over London.
Good night and good luck.
Good evening from our CBS newsroom in New York.
NBC presents Chet Huntley and David Brinkley.
From ABC, this is World News Tonight with Peter Jennings in London, Max Robinson in Chicago, and from our desk in Washington, Frank Reynolds.
Good evening.
This historic legislation, the telecommunications law, will create many, many high-wage jobs, will create opportunity and better lives for all Americans.
When the press is free, the people of a country are free. When the press is not free, the people of a country are in danger of slavery.
Keeping you informed with information, news, and the views of people making the news. It's the Nicole Sandler Show on NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, it's a new show, but and there's so much to talk about, but I got to do this first. Sorry. Whoops, and that's and I blew that. We got to do this first. Sorry.
You can't go to the hospital. You can't go to school. You can't go to church. You can't go to the grocery store. You cannot go anywhere. And it's all over, not just in Chicago. It's all over the country. So it's just sad because you never know. You just never know when you walk into a place if you're going to come out alive.
I don't want prayers. I don't want thoughts. I want gun control, and I hope to God nobody else sends me any more prayers. I want gun control. No more guns.
Maybe it's the movies, maybe it's the books, maybe it's the bullets, maybe it's the real crooks, maybe it's the drugs, maybe it's the parents, maybe it's the colors everybody's wearing, maybe it's the president, maybe it's the last one, maybe it's the one before that, what he done, maybe it's the high schools, maybe it's the teachers, maybe it's the tattooed children in the bleachers, maybe it's the Bible, maybe it's the lack, maybe it's the music, maybe it's the crack, maybe it's the hairdos, maybe it's the TV, maybe it's the cigarettes, maybe it's the family, maybe it's the fast food, maybe it's the news, maybe it's divorce, maybe it's abuse. Maybe it's the lawyers, maybe it's the prisons, maybe it's the senators, maybe it's the system, maybe it's the fathers, maybe it's the sons, maybe it's the sisters, maybe it's the moms, maybe it's the radio, maybe it's road rage, maybe El Nino, where you feed raised, maybe it's the army, maybe it's the liquor, maybe it's the papers, maybe the militia, maybe it's the athletes, maybe it's the ads, maybe it's the sports fans, maybe it's a fad, maybe it's the magazines, maybe it's the internet, maybe it's the lottery, maybe it's the immigrants, maybe it's taxes, big business, maybe it's the KKK. And the skinheads, maybe it's the communists, maybe it's the Catholics, maybe it's the hippies, maybe it's the addicts, maybe it's the art, maybe it's the sex, maybe it's the homeless, maybe it's the banks, maybe it's the clear cut, maybe it's the ozone, maybe it's the chemicals, maybe it's the car phone, maybe it's the fertilizer, maybe it's the nose rings, maybe it's the ends, but I know one thing, if it were up to me, I'd take away the guns, I'd take away the guns. Take away the gun.
Jassy in the chat room says, I'm so sick of hearing this song. Hey, Jassy, I get it. But as Laffy just put in the chat room, I'm so sick of hearing about shootings. There's a million things to talk about today, but yesterday there were at least three multiple shootings. In Denver, four people were injured and one was killed. In Southwest Philadelphia, the bodies of four people were found in a basement at a home. In Chicago, three people are dead after a man opened fire at Mercy Hospital. When is this going to end? And today there were more. I mean, now it's gotten to the point where the cable news channels don't even cover it anymore. Four people shot in Denver. The four people shot in this hospital in Chicago at Mercy Hospital. And MSNBC didn't even stop down to talk about it because it's just commonplace at this point. I guess we're just supposed to be, take it all in. Anyway, I've got details on the latest shootings in today's What's News we'll get to in a few minutes. But as I said, there's a bunch of stuff to talk about today. Election results over the weekend. Yeah. And of course, I'm coming to you from Florida. But over the weekend, Andrew Gillum, the man who should have been the governor of Florida, Bill Nelson, who is a shitty senator to begin with, but he's better on his worst day than Rick Scott is on his best, and Stacey Abrams, who should be governor of Georgia. In fact, if every vote counted, if every person who was eligible to vote was allowed to vote, Stacey Abrams would be the governor-elect of Georgia. Everything's fucked up. Everything. And so those three conceded, sort of. Stacey Abrams didn't exactly concede.
I acknowledge that former Secretary of State Brian Kemp will be certified as the victor in the 2018 gubernatorial election. But to watch an elected official who claims to represent the people in this state baldly pin his hopes for election on the suppression of the people's democratic right to vote has been truly appalling. So let's be clear. This is not a speech of concession. Because concession means to acknowledge an action is right, true, or proper. As a woman of conscience and faith, I cannot concede that.
Stacey Abrams, she's, you know, the one good thing I could say is she's not backing down. She just started this organization, I think Fair Vote Georgia or something like that. I didn't write it down. And she's going to be working on voter integrity stuff until she runs for office again, which will hopefully be in 2 years. And who knows, maybe then she'll run for U.S. Senate. But anyway, as I said, there's so much to talk about today. Not only did that happen, but there's all this talk about Nancy Pelosi, right? I want to explain to you what happened here, because if you listen on Thursdays when Howie Klein is here, you've heard Howie and I talking about, or Howie and me or I, talking about Nancy Pelosi. And I was of the belief that it's time for younger people, for new energy to take over. It's not about her chronological age. It's about time for new energy. Well, the problem is nobody has stepped up to challenge her. Marcia Fudge, whether she does or she doesn't, she is not the person I would like to see in there as speaker. Now, if Barbara Lee wanted to challenge Nancy Pelosi, I'd be in Barbara Lee's corner. And guess what? They're roughly about the same age. So it's got nothing to do with the fact that she's a woman or that she's old. Okay, because I'd go for Barbara Lee, who's a true progressive. Nancy Pelosi used to be really progressive. She seems to have warmed up to the Republican side of the Democratic Party lately. I'm just not a big fan of hers personally. I don't like that she took impeachment off the table before she even rose to speaker the first time against George W. Bush. And she's basically done it again. She should just keep her mouth shut about that. There's other stuff she's doing that I don't like. But the fact remains, she's actually experienced. She's the only one who's got the experience. And right now, this is going to be a very important 2 years. So, and if you're wondering why the Progressive Caucus endorsed Nancy Pelosi for speaker, they did get some assurances about getting progressives in leadership. Pramila Jayapal, who's definitely one of the more progressive members of Congress, is she's expected to be named co-chair of the House Progressive Caucus next year, replacing, who would she replace? I don't know, maybe Raul Grijalva. Because the other co-chair is Mark Pocan. He replaced Keith Ellison when Keith Ellison went to the DNC, I guess. Anyway, Pramila Jayapal and Mark Pocan met with Nancy Pelosi Thursday night. And they had their demands. They negotiated the support of the Progressive Caucus, and apparently they came to a deal. Because after the meeting, Jayapal proclaimed that her members would have more seats on powerful committees and more influence over legislation. Jayapal then phoned Move On and Indivisible with the news, and then they tweeted out their support for Pelosi. So they had this all set up and ready to go. This is how you work together. This is how you create a coalition, and you get control, and you're able to take on things. This is what the Progressive Caucus needed to do. It's the inside-outside strategy that Tim Carpenter, who founded Progressive Democrats of America, used to talk about all the time. You need to be able to work inside the system and outside the system. With all this new energy, with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the other new members coming in, bringing all this new energy, and coordinating with, you know, the members of Move On and Indivisible and DFA and PDA and all the other groups, this could work out to our advantage. And by our, I mean progressives. Pramila Jayapal also made a really good observation. She said, quote, "No one can really doubt Pelosi's progressive chops. And I do think for the next 2 years, as we lead into 2020 and coming off this big wave, we need someone who is smart and strategic and has done this." She then went on to note that the 15 to 20 Pelosi critics, the 16 people who've signed that letter and those who are talking about ousting Nancy Pelosi, are not progressives. These are, they call them centrists. These are from the conservative wing of the Democratic Party. That Seth Moulton and who are the other ones? I'm trying to remember who some of the other ones. I can't even think. But Seth Moulton, Tim Ryan from Ohio, these are the people leading the charge. And again, I tell you, these are more conservative than Nancy Pelosi. These are the blue dogs and the new Dems who want control. So I reluctantly say I am now in the corner, don't yell at me, of Nancy Pelosi as speaker, because there's no one else to do the job who has stepped up and said they'll do it, who is capable of doing it. That plus the progressive caucus looks like they cut a deal to get their members into leadership positions. I tweeted out something the other day saying, paraphrasing it, it was something to the effect of, I support Pelosi for speaker, as long as she, and I hate to say it, because along with her comes Steny Hoyer and Jim Clyburn is the other top two positions in leadership. If she gets in, they're going to get in. I think they too should be replaced. But barring that, each one of them needs to have at least one or two junior members shadow them, be part of it, put a place for them at the table and teach them the ins and outs of being in leadership. And then that's the way it could work. And it sounds like they negotiated something similar to that. By the way, one other thing that I'm concerned about with Nancy Pelosi is her recent incursion, I guess, into pay go. She's trying to say that all their legislation is going to have to be paid for as it goes along. I am not in favor of that. Under those rules, certain bills can't be considered if they're not paid for. Progressives have long run on policy positions that would be expensive, from Medicare for All to free college tuition. Pelosi apparently on this line didn't make any commitments, but she promises to bring those rules up for debate. So that stuff is going on. There's other news. Dump did it again. Oh my God, he's a fucking moron! Sorry, I just had to get that out. He released a statement today. I'm not going to read it for you because I'm not going to spend the time to read it. But basically, Trump said the U.S. would maintain a, quote, steadfast partner with Saudi Arabia in a statement that described the world as a violent place and made it clear the administration does not want the killing of a journalist who's a resident, legal resident of the United States, Jamal Khashoggi, to tarnish the relationship between the two nations. In this statement, Trump said, we may never know who was responsible for the killing of Khashoggi, even though the CIA has reportedly concluded that BSer, the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Sultan, MBS, should just be BS, the CIA concluded that MBS, or whatever his fucking name is, ordered the assassination. Okay, I had to get that out of my system. We'll pause for what's news and come back on the other side with Gotta Laugh, who's safe from the fires. Yay!
I read the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A federal judge temporarily barred the Trump administration late Monday from enforcing a policy to refuse asylum to immigrants who illegally cross the U.S.-Mexico border.
The new temporary restraining order says the president may not rewrite immigration law to impose conditions forbidden by Congress.
In his order, Judge John Tiger writes, asylum seekers will be put at increased risk of violence and other harms at the border, and many will be deprived of meritorious asylum claims. The government offers nothing in support of the new rule that outweighs the need to avoid these harms. Immigration advocates argue it is illegal to block asylum claims based on how an immigrant entered the country. The judge's order remains in force until the next hearing, now set for December 19.
It's not really news, but Ivanka Trump is a hypocrite.
Breaking news out of the White House tonight. A new report from the Washington Post reveals that Ivanka Trump sent, quote, hundreds of emails last year to White House aides, aides, cabinet officials, and her assistants using a personal email account, many of them in violation of federal records rules. In a statement issued via a spokesperson, Ivanka Trump's lawyer attempted to explain away her use of personal email by saying she had only used the personal email account prior to being briefed on the rules governing email usage. Well, if only someone had told Ivanka Trump what the White House policy is on using your personal email before she started working there.
It's unbelievable how Hillary Clinton got away with the email lie, the email scam, the email corruption.
We know Hillary can't be trusted. We've learned that. With America's security, you take a look at her email situation. Can we trust her with our security?
How can Hillary manage this country when she can't even manage her emails?
She doesn't even remember whether or not she was instructed on how to use emails.
Some of the 5,800 U.S. troops sent to the southern border to deal with the migrant caravan will be sent home as early as next week, according to the general overseeing their deployment. But using the U.S. military as a campaign prop isn't the only way Trump is abusing them. He attracted the anger of top former military officials and lawmakers on both sides of the aisle following his attacks against retired Admiral William McRaven, the man who oversaw the mission that killed Osama bin Laden.
Bill McRaven, retired admiral, Navy SEAL, 37 years, former head of U.S. Special Operations.
Hillary Clinton fan.
Special Operations.
Excuse me, command, Hillary Clinton fan.
Who led the operations, commanded the operations that took down Saddam Hussein and that killed Osama bin Laden, says that your sentiment is the greatest threat to democracy in his lifetime.
He's a Hillary Clinton backer.
Asshole.
And an Obama backer. And frankly,
he was a Navy SEAL.
Wouldn't it have been nice if we got Osama bin Laden a lot sooner than that?
Asshole.
Wouldn't it have been nice? You know, living, think of this, living in Pakistan, beautifully in Pakistan, in what I guess they considered a nice mansion. I don't know, I've seen nicer. But living in Pakistan, right next to the military academy, everybody in Pakistan knew he was there. And we give Pakistan $1.3 billion a year. And they don't tell him. They don't tell
him.
You're
not even going to give them credit for taking down bin Laden?
They took him down, but look, look. There's news right there. He lived in Pakistan. We're supporting Pakistan. We're giving them $1.3 billion a year, which we don't give them anymore, by the way. I ended it because they don't do anything for us. They don't do a damn thing for us.
Trump still hasn't visited the troops in combat, despite having been in office for almost 2 years. On Monday, he visited California to survey the damage from the fires that are ravaging the state.
California, purpose of your trip tomorrow?
Just to see the firefighters. Nobody's ever seen what's going on over there.
Of course, what? Trump couldn't remember the name of the town that was virtually wiped out in the campfire, referring to it as Pleasure.
And what we saw at Pleasure, what a name right now. But when what we just saw, we just left Pleasure.
Paradise.
And, yeah. Or Paradise. And what we just saw at Paradise is just... You know, it's just not acceptable.
In an interview with Fox's Chris Wallace on Sunday, Trump doubled down on his claim that forest mismanagement was to blame for California's wildfires. Well, the Thanksgiving week began with multiple shootings. Welcome to America. In Chicago, three people are dead after a man opened fire at Mercy Hospital. One victim was an emergency room physician who'd been romantically involved with the shooter, who also died. In Denver, four people were injured and one was killed in a shooting near Coors Field. Police are still hunting for a suspect. And police were also called to a home in Southwest Philadelphia Monday, where they found the bodies of four people in the basement. The victims, two men and two women, who appear to have been in their 30s, each were shot in the head. The shoe company Toms is donating $5 million and mobilizing its social network and consumer base to support the campaign to end gun violence together.
Tonight we're announcing that we're going to evolve our giving model. So Toms not only will continue to give shoes, but we will give considerable resources to the causes and the most important issues of our time. And we're going to start by giving $5 million to the most amazing organizations who are working hard on the ground every day to end gun violence. And this will be the single largest corporate gift to end gun violence in the history of the United States.
Find out more at toms.com. And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at nicolesandler.com/donate.
You're listening to The Nicole Sandler Show on Progressive Voices and NicoleSandler.com.
And now, it's time for The Nicole Sandler Show segment, Shooting the Shit with Laffy.
Oh, she's back. Yay, she's back. Got a laugh was out last week because she had been evacuated due to the fires in Southern California, but she's home, so let's get her on the line, okay? Here we go. Hello?
Well, yes, you've reached the juvenile retorts to Trump's little Adam Schiff tweet hotline.
All right.
Press 1 if you think Schiff could retort, little Donald Dump.
Yep.
Press 2 if you think Schiff could retort, little Melania Chump. Press 3 if you think Schiff could retort, little Sarah Huckabee Slanders. Press 4 if you think Schiff could retort, little bitch McConnell.
Ooh, I like that one.
Press 5 if you think Schiff could retort, little fucker Carlson. Press 6 if you think Schiff could retort, little Rick Snot.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And press 7 if you think Schiff could retort, little smelly Conway. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
I had fun with that. I'll when bet. I was such a baby. I couldn't
I'm
resist.
Thinking Smelly Conway. Smelly Conway.
Yeah.
Oh, Kelly
I had,
Ann.
I've, had I've done, called her Pinocchio Ann before.
Uh-huh.
I've, you know, but this I wanted to be as juvenile as I possibly
well,
could be.
Duh. I mean, for those who don't know, you had to have been under a rock for the last few days not to know that our president, that grown-up, who's not a baby at all, tweeted to Adam Schiff calling him Little Adam Shit. S-C-H-I-T-T instead of S-C-H-I-F-F. Isn't he just so fucking clever?
And then for him to have called it a typo and then not corrected it after he corrects all the other tweets
yeah.
he does.
When he makes typos, he deletes the original tweet and just corrects it without saying anything. It wasn't a typo. He thought he was being clever.
Right, of course he did. He's ridiculous. God. But meanwhile, Ivanka's been breathing down my neck here.
I'll bet.
Uh-oh. Ivanka, what? What was it? Daddy, don't let them hold me accountable. Daddy, I used designer email with our brand on it. Does that still count as Hillary-ish, Daddy? Daddy, stop those icky people from lock her up to me. Start a war or something, Daddy. Start a war.
Oh, God.
Daddy.
Don't say that because she probably will.
I know, right? Oh. God, what an absolute hypocrite. I've got a ton of tweets that comment on some of the things that happened today, and I have a couple from today that actually were posted yesterday that I saved, and then I have all of yesterday's tweets. So maybe let me reassure everybody, yes, we're fine. Our house is fine. No smoke damage. It didn't smell like smoke in here. The skies were crystal clear by the time we moved back last Tuesday or Monday. The wind blew all the smoke in a different direction, so we never had any problems since the time we got back. And the shooting, this whole week, oh my God. Yeah. So it started with the shooting in Thousand Oaks.
That's
We live 5 minutes from there. I pass there all, this is like, you know, a landmark where I pass by all the time.
Uh-huh.
To everything, where I go all the time. And I was stunned, and then when we were driving away to evacuate, I looked back and there was a wall of fire that I hadn't seen, big orange wall of fire. And then as we drove further to my kids in the San Fernando Valley, there was another wall of fire to the left of us. When we drove home, everything was black right to the freeway. I mean,
it,
on both sides, everything was black. Everything had been burned.
Ugh.
So close to the freeway, so close to homes. Ugh. They managed to stop, from what I can see from the black, the homes had the burning go right up to their back fences.
Oh, my God.
But the houses are still there.
Wow.
And then I look up, and on the freeway overpass are signs with hearts to the firemen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look over to the center divider on my streets near me, and there are temporary traffic signs where they light up with messages, and all of them say things like T.O. Strong and Heart 12 and, you know, all these reminders of the shooting.
Yeah, look, it's been, well, it was down here where I live, it was February 14th, it was Valentine's Day, that the Parkland shooting happened. Yes. And we still get it. The school is called Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, MDS Strong, everywhere you look.
Everywhere,
I mean,
you
all
look,
over
yeah.
the place. Yep.
It's just, I mean, there are reminders everywhere of the tragedies yep. of the last 2 weeks in my area. And, you know, we are indeed one of those areas where things don't happen.
Mm-hmm.
We were considered one of the safest in the United States. You know, everything you've ever heard about, oh, it never happens here. And,
right.
you know, although we have a lot of conservatives that live here, a lot of gun owners. So that part, you know, I figured that might happen here one day because, mm-hmm. you know, we do have our share of people who might
it's
be
everywhere.
Extremists.
It can happen anywhere now.
Yes, exactly.
That's the thing.
But I'm saying because we were one of the top
right.
10 safest cities.
Right. I hear you. Now, yeah. let me ask you this, because all I ever hear on the news when I'm looking for coverage of the fires is about the campfire up in Northern California. Is the fire in Malibu and Thousand Oaks that was affecting you, the Woolsey Fire, I think it was called, is that out? What's the status on it?
It's not out yet, but it's almost out. There were two that were right near me. One was the, I forgot the name of it. It's that one's pretty much out. I forgot the Hill fire.
Okay.
That one is a few minutes from us. And then the Woolsey fire is the gigantic one
right.
that went from Thousand Oaks all the way to Malibu.
Malibu.
And that one is 90 something percent contained as
right.
of this morning.
Okay.
I think I tweeted.
Yeah. One of my dearest friends, actually, she's been on the show with me before because she's the woman who did Sunset Sessions. I broadcast from there a couple of years. It's a big
yeah.
music industry thing. And the one who brought me to Tulum for that wonderful mm-hmm. retreat, that yoga retreat I did. It's her company, Life Source Retreats. She lives in Malibu Canyon. And oh my God, the pictures she was posting were just unbelievable. I mean,
and what you sent me, those pictures
mm-hmm.
that you sent me looked exactly like what I was seeing
wow.
out here in Thousand Oaks. I mean, she's on one side seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're on
the other side
seeing it.
Right.
And we were surrounded by it.
Yeah.
And I think I sent you a map. If you
yep,
looked at
you
the
did.
Map of the fires,
mm-hmm.
we are this little sliver of green
yeah.
that didn't get affected. Everything. I'm talking like 360 degrees around us were burned. It was burned.
Wow.
Just
it's so scary. And the thing that's really bad now is there's Speedbird just said a forecast to get a couple of rainstorms over the next few
yes.
days.
Right.
Everything's burned. And remember a year or two ago this happened after a big fire. There were mudslides. So
there will be.
Yeah, of course.
That's a given.
I know.
I mean, that's a given even without the fires.
Mm.
So with the fires, the houses that I was describing to you where the fences
mm-hmm.
you know, just
yep.
separated them from the fire. They're on hills. Like the hill leads
sure.
down to them.
Yep.
So they will get
ugh.
Flooded.
Yep. Oh my God.
With mud. I'm just terrified for those people. And those are 5 minutes from where I live.
Right.
Where we are, we're on a hill. We're on a hill that is away from brush. We're paved, you know, so we have very little danger except for flying embers, which is, and the smoke inhalation.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in a really good area in terms of disasters, but the smoke was so bad the night we evacuated that I was coughing the whole next day, even after we left, because it was so bad coming into the house. It was terrible.
Wow.
So, yeah, anyway, back
before we get to what's news,
yes.
I mean, the tweet spot, one mm-hmm. more news item, this breaking news that just came in as an alert,
uh-huh.
and it's timely because of Thanksgiving is around the corner, and I know a lot of people make big salads, like a Caesar salad or something. Well, the CDC
yep.
Issued a broad alert in response to a new outbreak of illnesses caused by a particularly dangerous type of E. coli contamination. The CDC told consumers to throw away any romaine lettuce they may already have purchased. Restaurants should not serve it. Stores should not sell it. People should not buy it, no matter where or when the lettuce was grown. I mean, I've seen, you know, if it came from Tucson or something,
right.
but this is pretty far-reaching warning. So far, 32 people in 11 states have become sick. Of those, 13 have been hospitalized. So
yes, I just texted my family.
Yeah.
In fact, about that.
No
saying,
romaine.
We've
That's
got
the
here we
I
go
eat.
Again.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And also in the last week, there's been a ground beef recall and a ground turkey recall.
Great.
So they're doing great over
yep.
there in Trumpville.
Oh yeah,
protecting us.
Oh sure they are.
Pro life my ass.
All right, let's let the birds out.
Welcome to my tweet.
Okay, so what are they talking about on the Twitters?
tweety tweet. Okay, this is from yesterday. This is from Chris Geidner. And this was about the new rules. Yeah. These are not the Bill Maher new rules. These are the new rules for the
press
White House
office.
Lying yeah. sessions. Yes. Right. He said, this is from Chris Geidner, these rules would enable any even half-competent speaker to avoid answering any and all questions posed to them by the press. The White House Correspondents Association should strongly oppose this move by the White House. And then he posted the new rules. He goes on to say, the job of being in the White House or any press room often is to push public officials to answer questions they'd rather avoid answering on camera as opposed to a phone call or email chain. It is much harder to refuse to answer a question. You can dance around, but it is that possibility of not yielding the floor, following up until you get an answer, that is a main reason why those officials and live pressers often will answer questions posed. If they know they just need to push you off of two questions, trust me, they can avoid that. And yes, even in that situation, the answers we get often are still not direct answers or, as has often been pointed out, outright lies. Mm-hmm. But they are forced to give those answers and can be held accountable for them. That's why people still go to those White House lying sessions, by the way.
Why?
That's why because what he just said, at least you can try to get an answer and then you can try to follow up and
right.
and
you
and
get something on the record.
Bit.
You get something yeah. on the record, even if it's a bullshit answer, which is what you right. usually get. But now they're limiting the follow-ups.
Yes.
They're saying, you know, if you say something like, well, you didn't exactly answer my question, that's a no-no. You can't
right.
you can't point to the fact that they're bullshitting, that they're filibustering or not answering the question.
Exactly. And you know that the reason Acosta is being let back in is because they're waiting for him to follow up so they can kick him back out
yep.
again.
Yep.
They're doing this, you know, they're staging it. They're staging it.
Of course they are.
And you know that she will goad them. She'll say something that she knows will need a follow-up,
mm-hmm.
and she'll wait, and then somebody will chime in, and that'll be that.
Right. Yep.
So maybe they should all boycott. I just think it's ridiculous. But anyway, I got to move on because I have so many.
Okay.
This is from Empty Wheel.
Yeah.
And she's referring to Nora O'Donnell's tweet, will we ever see the president's responses to Mueller? And she said, no, we won't see them unless they show up in an indictment or articles of impeachment. We still haven't seen two of Bush and Cheney's interviews in the CIA leak case.
Okay.
So just in case anybody was wondering, no, the answer to that be no.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. This is from today.
Okay.
So Daniel Dale is tweeting about Trump saying our intelligence agency continue to assess all information, but it could be very well be that the Crown Prince's knowledge of this tragic event, maybe he did and maybe he didn't. And I said, who knows? I'm just the president of the United
right.
States. I'm just waiting and seeing like the rest of you. He says he's innocent, so who am I to judge?
You know, we know that he didn't listen to the audio tape, and it's debatable whether or not he should have, but he didn't even read the damn report.
He doesn't ever read report. Maybe somebody, you know, would have read it to him. But no, he probably went la, la, la and put his
yeah.
fingers in his ears.
No, he said, what does it say? And so someone paraphrased it in one sentence what was yeah. an entire report.
Right.
Yep.
That's all he does. He's a little
kid. He doesn't
kid
read.
And I keep suggesting that maybe if they put it on cardboard decorated with, pasted on glitter and macaroni, he might pay attention, but then he'd probably
he'd
eat
want,
the paste.
Yes, I was going to say he'd want to make one himself, but you're right.
Yeah, he's right. He'd probably do that too, a little finger painting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, because his fingers are long. He'd be great at finger painting.
I thought they were tiny.
LOL GOP tweeted, so Trump is attacking the Navy SEAL whose team got bin Laden
yep.
and praised the country that produced most of the hijackers.
Yep.
And I came back with the Trump likes people who weren't captured, blame Khashoggi.
Yes.
So, you know, that there's that. Breaking. Oh, this is still the CDC thing. Okay.
I'm seeing warnings everywhere. I mean, this must be really bad.
It is. It's not good at all. Oh, boy. So that was LOL GOP.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Daniel Dale going on. I don't know if we need to do this because you covered the Khashoggi thing, but he's saying he gave a little excerpts, but he said in summary, Trump is saying again Saudi Arabia is very important for the economy and for the national security and his own stuff, his own investments. So he's standing with them no matter what happened with Khashoggi, which is, in his view, impossible to determine.
Yeah, well, David Atkins tweeted, today the president of the United States said it's okay to murder a journalist in your embassy as long as you buy lots of weapons from us and keep oil cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let me have hotels.
Sure.
And then Laura Rosen, who reports on the Middle East, said Trump is giving MBS the no collusion treatment.
Wow.
No collusion.
Yeah.
No, vigorously deny any knowledge of planning. And blah, 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 blah.
You always bring us tweets from Joe Cerencioni of the Plowshares Fund. He tweeted about the statement, this is without a doubt the most uninformed, imbecilic, toady, poorly written, categorically untrue statement I have ever seen from a president of the United States. A complete disgrace.
Yeah, I retweeted that very one. Huh. He was spot on.
Yep. Yes, he was.
Can't deny that.
Nope.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Mark Murray, to go back to your point, the turkeys aren't the only ones getting pardoned today. And he was talking about the prince. The
oh,
Saudi prince.
I gotcha. Yep.
Aaron Blake, who is a political reporter for the Washington Post, said, imagine being tortured and dismembered and then having the president of the country that is supposed to hold your killers accountable instead repeat their smears against you while he gives them a pass. That's what just happened.
Yeah. And the thing is, I saw this somewhere in a tweet, but it's okay with Trump as long as you call the person you're killing an enemy of the people.
Oh, yeah. As long as you maybe throw in a little dig,
yeah,
then you can just forgive them for everything because money is more important,
mm-hmm.
whether it's private money going directly to you
or oh,
whether
here it
it's
is.
Money. Sorry?
No, I found that tweet, and it was from Richard Engel, who said, journalists and press freedom campaigners tell me Trump's stand on Khashoggi's murder sends a message to anyone in a position of power that it's okay to kill their critics as long as they call them enemies of the people.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's it. John Stoer, editor and publisher of the editorial board, contributes to the Washington Monthly. He said, proof that Obama is a citizen. Trump, don't believe it. Proof that Russia attacked us. Trump, don't believe it. Proof that SA murdered Khashoggi. Trump, don't believe it. Folks, the aim of fascism is to replace truth with power and group identity.
Okay.
Folks, listen to him. He's telling you the truth.
Yep.
Andrew Feinberg, who's a White House correspondent, said, it seems Secretary Pompeo is adopting the president's opinion that the Khashoggi murder doesn't matter under America First because he was only a permanent resident, not a U.S. citizen.
Right.
Oh, God. Oh!
And his kids are here. His kids are residents.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if they were born here,
right.
But they were, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a family to worry about. Empty Wheel again. She said, things the president won't keep U.S. persons safe from. The effects of climate change,
mm-hmm.
waste, fraud, and abuse,
yeah,
gun violence,
mm-hmm.
and being lured to a third country, chopped up with a bone saw, and dissolved in acid.
Oh, God.
Yeah, here's another FDA warning against romaine.
Yeah.
They're just popping up
they
all
are.
Over the place.
Everywhere.
Okay. That was Empty Wheel. Christine Pelosi,
mm-hmm.
She's quoting Karen Atiyya, who is with the Washington Post, saying
she's the editorial page editor. She was Khashoggi's boss.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. She said Trump's statement on Saudi Arabia and plus Khashoggi is full of lies and a blatant disregard for his own intelligence agencies. It also shows an unforgivable disregard for the lives of Saudis who dare criticize. Anyway, Christine Pelosi said, whoa, Khashoggi's editor speaks out. Well, I should have seen that before you said it. It speaks out. This is such a painful yet necessary statement. I'm heartbroken to see us get to this place where the president chooses a personal business relationship over the murder of a U.S. resident journalist. Do not normalize this ever.
I was just going to say, welcome to the new normal, because that's what it is. And the thing is, with all the, you know, everyone calling this the shit going on inside the White House a slow moving coup, it so is, because it's going in like slow motion. It's like one thing at a time. And while we're outraged over the one thing, it doesn't ever rise to like a fever pitch where some action is taken. And it's just one thing after another, after another, after another. And now we've got this Whitaker guy in there.
I was just going to say that. Thank you. Thank you.
And it's being normalized. even though
he's one by one doing a slow-mo Saturday Night Massacre.
Yeah. Yep. I hear you.
Then they're going to one by one chip away at Mueller's investigation, like having access to money or people he needs to pull in. Yeah. So they're doing everything incrementally. So no one's really noticing. They get it, but they're not saying, look, we can point a finger at this. Well, yeah, they can. They can point a finger at it, and they should. But it's not a big explosion. It's a slow fuse that's going to end up going poof at the very end.
I hear
really,
it.
Really, really scary stuff.
Yep.
Really scary stuff. Josh Rogan over at the Washington Post said, "Dear Secretary Pompeo, please stop saying we have to ignore human rights to protect our national security interests. Promoting human rights is in our national security interest."
You think?
But see, we have an administration that
doesn't believe in human rights.
That's right, unless it's their own.
Yep. By the way, Atrios just tweeted out, "Eat romaine to own the libs." I like so that good. One.
Alt U.S. press secretary, who is one of the people I like to read, she said, or he said, I don't know who it is. Mm-hmm. If Trump justifies the murder of Khashoggi because KSA said he was an enemy of the state, what exactly do you think he wants to do with those he calls the enemy of the people?
He wants to kill them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wants to kill the press.
Yes.
And he made a terrible joke about that in one of his rallies where he said, no, they're awful people. I don't want to kill them, though. I know.
Right. Oh, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't kill them. And he kept talking about it. I wouldn't kill them. I really, really wouldn't.
And then he said, or would I? No, just kidding. Remember he said that at the end?
Yep.
Yeah.
By the way, Daniel Dale just tweeted on the Khashoggi situation. Trump told reporters, quote, "It's a shame, but it is what it is."
Oh, my God. Wait, I follow him. I'm going to take that out.
It's a shame, but it is what it is.
Tweet. There we go. Ugh. There we go.
Unbelievable.
Oh, God. Oh, here is New York South Pop just tweeted out, "Proposed New York Post headline, Romaine Holiday." Oh, my God. That was good. All right. So Peter Alexander. Mm-hmm. Of NBC said, "As Trump prepares to pardon a pair of turkeys, a five-piece jazz combo from Marine Band is playing Sting's Field of Gold with lyrics including, quote, 'I never made promises lately, and there have been some that I've broken.'"
Did you notice Barron wasn't at the turkey pardoning today?
Oh, you're right.
He wasn't.
Right. Did you notice Melania's coat?
What, did it say something?
No, it was just very turkey-like. It was. I've never seen a coat like that. It was very bright and sort of 60s, sort of with the big lines and colors. Uh-huh. And it just caught my eye. And somebody tweeted me about it and said, "Did you see it?" I said, "No." And I looked and went, "Whoa!" That's
probably cost $80,000.
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
At least it was a long to the mid-calf type coat. It was interesting. God tweeted.
Oh, cool. I follow
God. You
didn't
know there was a God, did you?
I did, because I follow him on Twitter.
No, I mean, not that God.
On Twitter, I know that God.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know that. He said, "Of course Trump is afraid to visit the troops. He's afraid of rain. He's afraid of follow-up questions. He's afraid of refugees. There's almost nothing this bloated gas bag isn't afraid of."
Yes, that's true.
By the way,
something neither one of us has mentioned yet. You may have a tweet on it, but I got to get it out before I explode. The troops are going home from the border.
Yes. I don't remember if I have that as part of my tweets or not from yesterday. But yes, they're going home. Although I've seen conflicting tweets about this. On one hand, they're staying till December. On one hand, they're being pulled out now. So I don't know what's going on.
Next week. So they're stuck in on the border. Doing nothing. They're bored for Thanksgiving. And then they're going to be allowed to go home.
Okay. Yeah. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm sure their families really appreciated all that kerfuffle.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. So James Homan of The Washington Post, he said, She was the worst offender in the White House, a former senior U.S. government official said of Ivanka. The White House counsel's office did not have access to Ivanka's personal account and could not review it without possibly violating very privileged communications with her attorneys. So the first daughter's lawyers got to decide what was relevant and what to hold back.
Oh, my God. Why is she there? What does she do? What is her job? What kind of government business was she working on? I want to know what she fucking does all day.
Daddy said I could be there. And so I'm there.
Oh, okay.
He let me have my own desk.
Mm-hmm. I know you don't get a salary, so at least we don't have to pay you anything.
I get paid with love.
No, you get paid from your business that you still have a hand in. You're making money off the stupid hotel in D.C.
Don't tell anybody that. Okay. I get paid with love from my daddy, and it's a diamond-encrusted desk, which shows how much daddy loves me because he made it worth a lot of money. My desk is worth a lot of money. Daddy.
Okay.
Daddy. Okay, anyway, I get into sort of a zen state when I do her. Okay, these are from yesterday.
Okay.
Daddy. Brian Stelter.
Yes, I know. This one, unbelievable.
Unbelievable. It's official.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no comedian at the Correspondents' Dinner in 2019. Instead, author Ron Chernow will speak. And then from an earlier tweet, he had said, it's a recognition that the annual dinner changes dramatically when the president isn't there. And then Rick Wilson, the Republican commentator, said, this is the dumbest kind of capitulation to Trump's bullying thuggery.
He is. He's a bully. He's just pure and simple, a bully.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. It's just, okay. And then here's Jay Rosen. He teaches journalism at NYU. Mm-hmm. There's like a three-parter on this. And he says, I think Derek Thompson, The Atlantic, has it right. Trump's lies are a virus and news organizations are the host. And then Ezra Klein said, so you're saying that the president has created a situation in which journalists, by merely doing their jobs, are reinforcing his entire communication strategy. And George Lakoff said, right.
Yep.
And then HuffPost adds, legendary Watergate reporter Carl Bernstein calls on the media to stop giving Trump, quote, a microphone when we know that his methodology is to engage and manipulate us on the basis of lying propaganda and agitprop. So you've got three different views on Trump lying and how the news organizations are feeding into it.
Again, I think somebody in one of these White House lying sessions should stand, or when Trump takes questions, should ask him, why do you insist on lying to us all the time? And come at him with a few examples, because, you know, he's going to say, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Oh, of course. And then he'll just change the subject, which he does whenever he's confronted. The way, you know how he corrects himself by pretending he didn't make a mistake?
And, or...
Right, yes. Like he did with Pleasure versus Paradise. He'll just say something like that. He'll just do a little skip and a jump, you know, and everybody will have to be quiet, because if you ask him two questions, he'll ban you.
Yes, because you're not acting with decorum.
That's right. Decor. Oh, God. Greg Miller at WaPost said, how do you feel if you work at CIA today? In past 72 hours, Trump has dismissed CIA conclusion that MBS killed Khashoggi. They haven't accessed anything. Said they should have found bin Laden sooner. Disparaged head of operations that killed the al-Qaeda leader responsible for 9/11. So this is how he treats the CIA. And he mentioned nothing about the CIA in his statement today about... you know, basically forgiving the crown prince.
Yep. It's just incredible.
It's beyond scary. Joy Behar, she said, Trump insulted a Navy SEAL over the hunt for bin Laden when the CIA was actually in charge of that operation. Funny how those bone spurs never seemed to prevent him from putting his foot in his mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which I thought was a very good comeback. They're showing Trump on TV from the quote you gave us about whatever he just said, that you read a tweet. I can't remember.
I don't even know.
Anyway, they're showing the live version of it now.
Okay.
The awful comment he
made. Oh, it is what it is?
Yeah, it is what it is.
Oh,
they're showing,
God.
They're showing his question and answer right now.
You know, despots murder journalists. It is what it is.
Yes.
That's exactly what he was saying. He said MBS murdered this guy. It is what it is. They're spending $450 billion. Yeah, he vigorously, strongly said he didn't.
He said he didn't. And, you know, Putin said he didn't do anything either.
Yep. So did Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah, Brett Kavanaugh said he was okay. He
strongly
was
said, strongly denied doing anything.
So I believe them. Of course. Mean, they said it to me earnestly, and they said it five times. So they must be telling the truth.
Yep.
Cyrus McQueen said, Trump just attacked the admiral behind the bin Laden mission, saying he couldn't done. Okay, I'm going to read it exactly as he wrote. Saying he could have done it quicker. That motherfucker couldn't find his own dick with a magnifying glass in a bright room with instructions. But he could have found bin Laden. I think he'd been lying to himself too fucking long.
Yeah, I think so. Or he's like smoking something. I don't know.
Yeah. Yes. Jeet here. Did I get that right? I always think it's here, Jeet, because he puts his handle that way. Uh-huh. He's with the New Republic. He said, I'm no political genius, but I think attacking a retired military commander who led the bin Laden raid and is now struggling with cancer is poor optics.
It may be, but he attacked John McCain, who was dying of brain cancer. He doesn't care.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't care.
We care. Yep. We care because we're good people. Sahil Kapoor of Bloomberg said, not sure I buy the but he lost argument as dispositive for Beto 2020. What's more impressive for a Democrat? So let me read that again. What's more impressive for a Democrat? Winning easily in New York, Massachusetts, and California, or for that matter, Illinois, or coming within 2.6 points in Texas?
Yeah, that's pretty big. And by the way, do I think Beto O'Rourke should run for president in 2020? No. Do I think he should run for Senate against John Cornyn in 2020? Yes.
Now, what would you think if someone wanted to tap him as a VP choice?
That could work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that could work, too.
Yeah.
Because he's so popular.
Yep.
And
then
Texas.
In 8 years, he could be president. In 8 years, after 8 years as VP, he'd have the experience. Yep.
I think that could work. Yep. Politico said, headline, lawmakers are jockeying for the top GOP spot on the House Judiciary Committee, which will be ground zero for Democratic attacks on the president. And then Jesse Lee of Cap Action said, and he used to work for Obama, he said, come on, Politico, oversight is an actual constitutional responsibility of the Congress. It hasn't been done for 2 years. It's not an attack.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, you know what else bugged me? NPR, and I did tweet about this. NPR called Stacey Abrams' comments a concession speech, and I tweeted them, and I said she specifically said that it was not a concession.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
It drives me nuts when they do that. Ari Berman.
Yes.
Oh, what time is it? We're getting close. Yep. Ari Berman said voter suppression in 2018, worst in decades. 1.5 million purged in Georgia, 53,000 registrations on hold, 2014 polling places closed, 4.5-hour lines, 1.7 million disenfranchised in Florida, 20,000 absentee ballots rejected, 5,000 Native Americans in North Dakota targeted by a new voter ID law.
And Ari Berman does the best work on voter suppression out there today. And yeah, I should have him on to do sort of a you know, midterm 2018 roundup on how many people were fucked over.
And maybe following up on how voter suppression is being addressed now.
Yeah.
Robert Jimison, who looks to be like a local news guy based on his bio, said, during a press conference, Brian Kemp names Tom Price, former United States Secretary of Health and Human Services, who was ousted for taking charter flights at taxpayers' expense, to his transition team.
Lovely.
This is where I want to yell.
Yeah. Go for it.
Oh, my God. All right, Politico. Troops at U.S.-Mexican border. Oh, here it is, to start coming home. And I said, translations, midterms are over. They lost.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Headline, Senator Cindy Hyde Smith's campaign spokesperson tells NBC News they've returned a donation her campaign had accepted from a white supremacist group.
Okay.
And a white supremacist.
Right.
Cliff Schechter said, only one. Someone on oppo duty isn't digging hard.
Well, you know, Walmart asked for their contribution back and withdrew their endorsement of her, as did somebody else as well. And now there's a new Facebook photo of her circulating in a Confederate hat. And her post reads, Mississippi history at its best.
Yes, I saw that on Twitter.
Mississippi people.
I'm out of Facebook.
Yeah, not that there's anybody listening in Mississippi, but if you are, get her out of there, please. Mike Espy, vote for him.
Definitely. I have a friend who, in fact, he was the administrator at the political carnival. He lives in Mississippi.
Ah.
He is a good liberal.
Uh-huh.
Deputy managing editor of the LA Times has some good news. Big news today. This was yesterday at the LA Times. Six journalists are joining or rejoining our California team. It's
wow.
thrilling to be part of a newsroom that's growing again.
Now, the LA Times was bought by some really rich guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's correct.
So maybe he's putting money back into it. He's trying it to be Jeff
like.
Bezos.
Yeah, I mean, at first I was skeptical. Mm-hmm. I did, you know, we've had a number of people running the Times, and I got scared. And then I started looking at Times reporters' reactions,
mm-hmm.
and they were happy. So I am mm-hmm. happy.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Greenhouse, former New York Times reporter, said, "Outrageous gerrymandering in Wisconsin." This kills me. Democrats received 1.31 million votes for Wisconsin State Assembly, 54%. While Republicans received 1.1 million votes for the assembly, 46%. Yet, Republicans won 63 assembly mm-hmm. seats, while Democrats won just 36.
That, my
now,
friends,
last night,
is what gerrymandering looks like.
Yes, and in three other states, the same thing happened. Mm-hmm. Maddow covered that last night and
uh-huh.
showed the states. I don't remember all of them. I'm sorry. But they all had the same thing. We won by millions.
Yeah.
Millions. And we have fewer seats
yep.
than the Republicans do.
Yeah, that happens all the time. In fact, Democrats had more votes cast for them for Senate seats than Republicans did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
just the way it works out.
It's just infuriating. Lori
it
David,
is what it is.
Yes. No, it's... Yes. It's criminal, actually.
Yeah, no, sure.
Lori David said, "I just want to point out all the kids in school with the last name Schiff getting bullied and name-called shit. Just like we talked about today,
uh-huh.
because of the President of the United States. I know because my nieces are Schiffs. Be
Aww.
Best.
Aww. Stephen Colbert had a funny line about that. I'll probably play it tomorrow because I couldn't play a comedy bit today because I had to play I Take Away the Guns again.
I know.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming,
yep.
the shootings.
It really is.
We can't get over them. As you said, it's not, they're coming so fast that the news doesn't even report them anymore. Or they make mention and that's about it.
Yeah.
Julie, somebody random said, so per the Washington, it was like Julie with a bunch of numbers after her name, but she was a real person.
Okay.
So per Washington Post, this is what we said, Ivanka Trump has been busted for using personal emails for government business. Will the media do the but her emails thing on a daily basis like they did for Hillary Clinton?
Yeah,
will
right.
They,
there are a lot
they?
Of people who were putting up New York Times front pages with Hillary's emails on the front page and asking, New York Times, why aren't you covering this the way you covered Hillary? Because New York Times had a vendetta out against Hillary Clinton. I mean, they were
yes.
so negative on her. And it was like every day another big front page story on her emails. So where are the emails on Ivanka? By the way, Jackie Schechner tweeted, how fucking stupid or entitled do you have to be to use personal email for White House business when your dad makes that the cornerstone of his relentless criticism of his political opponent?
I love Jackie. Here,
yep.
Trump on Mississippi, this is from Daniel Dale,
mm-hmm.
Trump on Mississippi Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith saying she wanted to make it harder for liberals to vote. Quote, this is Trump. She made a statement which I know she feels very badly about it. It was just sort of said in jest, which is his fallback whenever, and he called her a spectacular woman.
Uh-huh.
He said he might even do three rallies for her, not just two.
Oh, God.
I want to die.
Yeah.
I just can't stand it.
Wait, hold on. I've got it. I found it.
We put out a statement on Saudi Arabia, which I guess most of you have seen, and we'll see how that all works out. It's a very complex situation. It's a shame, but it is what it is.
You can't make this shit up. You just can't.
Easy come, easy go.
He's
just one guy. He just stayed here for a while and... He walked in the wrong door.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it? It's like, silly you guys for making such a big deal. Think of all the money we're getting. We're getting.
Oh, my God. All right. So 18 years ago today, I was arriving in Kazakhstan.
Oh, was that today? 18 years today?
Yeah. I flew out of Los Angeles on, I believe it was November 19th. And I got to Kazakhstan on the 20th, and the next day I got to meet my daughter and then, adopted her. It was pretty
Allison.
Amazing.
I love you, Allison. Hi, Allison.
Yeah, she's out. She's out. Oh. Today's her day off. She's doing piercings.
Oh.
Yes. She's making a lot of money.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. As long as she doesn't put anything, you know, through her nose or her cheek or anything like that. You know, she's not piercing herself. She's piercing, you know, clients, but still.
Oh, I didn't understand that. Okay.
Yes, doing piercings at a body piercing tattoo place.
I thought she was going out to get one because she was making all sorts of money.
No. This is what she's doing at her new job.
Oh.
Yeah, she took on an apprenticeship and worked for free for a long time, which really pissed me off. But there was a method to her madness, and she's doing really well now.
Well, she literally needles people.
Yes, she does. Gotta Laugh. Find her at on the Twitters at Gotta Laugh, of course, at NicoleSandler.com, and here every Tuesday. Have a very happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Thank you very much. I'll be here tomorrow. We'll be taking off Thursday and Friday, but we'll be here tomorrow. So thank you, Laffy.
Thank you too.
Bye. Thank you, everyone. Bye. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.